Coming up, the conclusion to the thrilling drama that is The Cards He Never Saw Coming.
Looking back, I knew from the minute I saw that photo that she was a crazy broad. The kind that just meant trouble. Gams going up way past Chicago, Illinois. With those big brown eyes of hers, I knew she was the kind of dame mugs go crazy for. A blonde with red hair.
Find her, Fenton.
I'm not doing favors for you, Jimmy. That ended a long time ago. Jimmy Fingers, a mean son of a bitch. Worked the force with him back in the day, before the mayor's office got me kicked out of there. Massive corruption, they said. Getting the job done, I said.
Be a shame if the McCrane case was to come back up again, that poor kitten.
You've got nothing on me, McGee. That fire started because of some bad wiring.
I don't know, these photos tell a different story. I expect some results soon, Fenton.
Everyone was on the take. The DA, City Hall, even the cops on the street. But me? Nah, I couldn't do it. So I got out. I gathered information on a dame by the name of Velma, whose body fit into a dress so tightly, you'd swear she'd been poured in and forgot to say stop. I could tell that this lady had some secrets, and not the kind you'd be confessing to your father on a Sunday.
Oh, please, Fenton. I just want to get out of this place. Unless I get my prices ring back from Little Sal, Jimmy Fingers won't let me leave.
Now hang on there, Missy. How did Little Sal get this ring in the first place?
He likes to keep souvenirs from all the girls he's had in his employ. But it's my sweet mama's wedding ring, Fenton. The only thing I have to remember her by.
I had met enough dangerously seductive women to know to be on my guard. But something felt different about this one. Something always felt different. All right, Velma, that's enough. I'll get your ring back for you. I've been meaning to get some payback on that slimebag Sal anyway. You just lay low here.
But Fen, wait, it's too dangerous. I can't let you.
As I approached Sal's legitimate gentleman's club, the Nero, I began to wonder if this saxophone-playing bum was ever going to stop following me around. Get out of here, you nut! As I was saying, the mob had their greasy hands all over Nero's, an underground betting den where the bootleg liquor was cheap and the patron's morals even cheaper still. Sal's punk stood guard.
Hey, you! Your name's not the list. Scram out of here, dick.
Did your mother teach you to speak like that right around the time she taught you to read? Because clearly you didn't go to goon school, or you'd know that Sal doesn't like it when his private appointments aren't allowed in discreetly.
But the boss didn't say nothing about...
Been working here long, you palooka? You know what Sal does to failures? Some hatchet men like to put horses' heads beside people in their beds. Sal prefers a horse's ass, son.
Okay, I'm sorry there, chief. Just go in that side door over there. The boss isn't allowed straight ahead.
I never quite understood how mob names worked because Little Sal was anything if little. The 400-pound sweaty mass that ran this town was sitting like a beached whale on a roll at the craps table. Only I was about to deal with the cards he never saw coming.
Fenton, which one of those lousy rat doormen lets you win? And why are you here anyway? Come to put some dough on the bang tiles?
Don't you ever get tired of hearing the bunk that comes out of your trap? You know why I'm here, Sal. The ring. Hand it over.
No idea what you're talking about, pal. But my boys can sure help you see some rings in the alley if you don't scram in a hurry.
I ain't joking, Sal. Make with Velma's rings or those bourbon shots won't be the only slugs going into you tonight.
All right, you goose. I've had just about enough of the goofy jaw coming out of your kisser. I haven't even had a mall called Velma before. Boys, get in here and show this dick a Harlem sunset.
Only it wasn't Sal's henchman that burst in. It was Jimmy Fingers, packing more heat than a stolen Chevy on 56th.
Sorry to tighten the screws here, fellas, but I want my painting and I'm running out of patience.
I'm so confused. Rings? Broads? Paintings? With what is it you crooked buttons want?
It only made sense to me that this kooky dame was playing more Chinese angles than a badly made Japanese automobile. When I came round, I found the other two, plus a few of Sal's mooks, had already come down with a case of lead poisoning, and there's a Colt 38 in my hand. The Lord already came to the scene, and Velma was fingering me as a trigger man that caused it all. She'd nailed me good.
Sorry you had to come to this, Fenton, but there was no other way I was ever going to get this box back without you being my patsy.
I still don't get it, Velma. A ring? A painting? A box? What was this all about? Tell me, what secrets are you hiding?
That's something you'll just have to think about when you're in the big house, Fenton. I'll always be thinking of you and the sacrifices you made for me.
I'll bet.
I hope I'll see you again someday.
Yeah. Sooner than you think.
Come on here, miss. We just need to get the statement off you one more time.
Little did that girlie know, but I could pull a few strings in the pen myself. A few days later, I was on the 9 p.m. rattler up to St. Louis, Missouri, to follow the trail of broken hearts that skirt left in her wake. But that's a yarn for another time.
And that concludes the drama The Cards He Never Saw Coming. Up next on D9FM, Dr. Phyllis.